Action.
What's going on, guys? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
One at Cloud X-Ray.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Our review of Gemini Man, an over-the-hill hitman faces off against a younger clone of himself. You ready for this review, Cloud?
Yes.
Right, let's get right to it, guys. Will Smith, aka Deadshot.
AKA Michael Jordan.
French Prince of Bel-Air. All right, let's get right to it, guys. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Alamo City Movie Talk.
What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, calling Ryan 680.
And one at Cloud X Drive.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans, guys. We're bringing the movie world right into your ears, devices. Thank you for making us a part of your day, guys. Let's get right to it. Cloud, are you ready for this?
Yes.
All right. Luckily, we didn't have... Our review is not going to be 2 hours long, guys. Just letting you know, because this movie ranked up to 2 hours, an hour and 57 minutes to be exact. And gosh, it felt like 2 hours, man. Oh my gosh. And that's a terrible thing when it comes to cinema, when it comes to anything film related. You do not want to feel like the runtime felt that long.
Yeah.
And that's the sucky thing about this movie. But, you know, we're going to explain our factors and our truths about this, because let's just go right to it, man. Okay, so this was actually a screenplay and story by one of the Game of Thrones writers, David. I'm probably pronouncing it totally wrong. David Benioff. That's probably the best way I could pronounce it. I do apologize if I'm saying it wrong. But yeah, so I mean, just apparently this screenplay was written in 1997 and it wasn't changed since. That was a bad thing. That was a terrible
spoilers.
Thing.
Same year as the clone.
Oh man, okay. Just right off the bat, I mean, the way this film started, I did not like it whatsoever. Even when they started the opening credits of this movie, it just felt so simple and plain. I mean, going into it, the font was simple, and nothing felt charismatic, nothing felt the charisma wasn't there. The action sequences were poorly done. I just felt like, and it's Paramount Pictures that made this movie, and another thing to top it all off, was the CGI wasn't too good, man.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was really bad. It felt pixelated. You could see the pixelation of this film. The setup for this movie was just terribly done. Like, gosh, nothing made sense. Like, it didn't feel, everything, I don't want to say felt rushed, but it didn't make sense in storytelling. I didn't feel like this story really succeeded in telling a story. Like,
are we going to go into spoilers?
No, we're not going to mention any spoilers whatsoever. Yeah, not mentioning any spoilers. Obviously, in the trailers, it is a clone of younger Will Smith. And we got that from the trailers and everything. And we're not going to mention anything spoiler related, but we're going to give our review on it. What did you think of it, Cloud? Right off the bat, coming out. Your thoughts coming out of the theater. I know we just came out of the theater and we're just like, what the hell did we just watch? Like, in a sense of that. And not in a good way.
Yeah, it was bad. Again, the writing, the way the story, what's the word? The pace.
Yeah.
The pace of the movie was really terrible. Yeah. Like, and then as going with the CGI, like the fight scenes, the choreography.
Yeah.
It was CGI, wasn't it?
I mean,
a lot of the fight scenes, yeah. It looked like I Am Legend. Dude.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to over exaggerate. Like, yeah. The way the body movement was, like.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah. And that's the funny thing is, because even with Paramount movies, we've known this from Baywatch. Baywatch was made by Paramount. That CGI there was terrible. I hated that CGI. I hated the way it looked. I hated the way the fire looked so unrealistic. And that's the problem with Paramount nowadays. And we've seen it time and time again with their movies, is that they're really low on the CGI. They're really low on when it comes to the, you know, the special effects, per se, I guess you could say. And, the in-depth story that we could have gotten, we did not get whatsoever.
They make the younger Will Smith? Was it Will Smith and they just like made him look younger with CGI?
Man, I have to do a little fact check, but we'll probably put it in the comments down below. I'll put it up. I'm pretty sure it's just...
That's what it is, right?
I think it might have been CGI.
I think that's what messed up the fight scenes.
What I really think was that, I think... No. I think they got like... They probably could have done what they did with... something like that, like where they get the something face. Yeah, something like that, and then just CGI the face. That could have worked too. I'll look and see on back, but I mean, it just, he didn't look like a real person. I'll say that.
I think that's what messed up a lot of this movie for me.
Yeah,
I just looking at it and I'm like, man,
I don't know. Obviously it's not a real replica. Obviously it wasn't Jada.
Yeah.
Jaden Smith, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they don't look alike either, but...
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I'll say this again. The attempted comedy in this movie, God, it was just poorly done, man. They really tried to make us laugh. No one was laughing really too much
in the older people were like, no, like,
yeah, the elderly people.
I think the older people would enjoy this movie because the comedy it was like kind of marketing towards.
I mean,
it's really just, cheesy, like really. Yeah,
it was so not okay. Look, I get it. You know, a clone of himself. Let's get the idea out there. Let's talk about hypothetically. This could have been a really good movie. Hypothetically, this could have been an in-depth movie where we go beyond and show us emotions, show us we care about these characters. They didn't do that at all in this movie. I didn't care about any of these characters, to be honest. Will Smith's the only reason why people are going to get their butts into the seats. Will Smith, that's it.
But yeah, then Wong.
From
Doctor Strange. Yeah, Ramona Flowers.
The
other protagonist, what's her name?
I
know she plays Ramona Flowers in Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah. Mary Elizabeth. I forgot her last name. But yeah, so it just.
It's here's a decent the thing, cast.
But I didn't like their chemistry together either. Their chemistry between Will Smith and Mary Elizabeth was totally not there. And same thing with Wong. I didn't feel there was any chemistry between the three characters. It just felt like it was just there. Like, oh, boom. Y'all going to care about these characters? Almost how they did with Star Wars, how they did with The Last Jedi, how they just brought a random character and said, hey, you're going to care about this character? Oh, yeah, by the way, she's going to be a main character in this
Rose,
movie. Rose, yeah. It just... You can't really do that in a sense in those type of movies. But when you come into this movie, fresh movie, no one knows. It's original, I guess. And people thought this was a remake. This is not a remake whatsoever, guys. But this movie was anticlimactic. When the climax of this movie happened, it was just... Really? Wow. Cheesy. Like, I was in my head. I was just thinking that. Almost to a sense where, like, I was literally watching the time. I was just... Trying to bite my lip and trying to distract myself how just I really didn't care about this movie. It just sat to me.
Especially with the climax, the special effects ruined it. Like, it made it worse.
Yeah. And the logic in this movie there was no logic. I mean, there was nothing made sense in this movie whatsoever. And when it came down to it, the spoilers and everything, it was carelessness. I just felt like it was just not complex. It was not complex. It didn't have a good storytelling to begin with. No twist, nothing like that. Very predictable, very cheesy like of a movie. And I really did not want that to be. I really didn't. I mean, I'll be honest. Like, I wish Will Smith would have picked these projects a little bit better.
Maybe I wish he would read the script and be like,
no, I'm pretty sure he did. But maybe on paper it looked good. But maybe on film it didn't. But then again, this screenplay was rumored to be written in 1997. I mean, come on, you gotta change a little bit. I mean, tweak it a little bit, you know, tweak it up.
Add a little bit, do something.
Yeah, do something with it. When it came down to stare down, it's funny too, because we see it in the trailers a lot, and we actually see Will Smith versus younger Will Smith. And when it came down to the stare down, we actually saw more of the footage and everything. It was just dull. I didn't care. Like, it was just...
Every time they try to make it this emotional thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, once you do it so much, it's losing
yes.
that emotion.
Yeah, it just wasn't there for
you're
me.
Like, you're repeating every single conversation they had. Like, boom, boom, boom.
And then it's trying
to force us to care for these characters.
The quotes that they said in this movie, that older and younger Will Smith, they were just repeating it. It was just like a repeater. Like, it was just like, there weren't even good quotes. They were just annoying, repeated quotes. In a sense, and I do apologize on that for offending it, but this is our personal opinion on it. And it just, I really did not like this movie. I wanted to like this movie. I really did. I know you're not a fan of Will Smith recently.
Not crazy. I think like in the movie, I think he should retire, honestly. he's had his run. I'm sorry.
I mean,
he could do producing, like do writing maybe.
Come on. I'll give him a chance. We gotta see what Bad Boys 3 comes out. Yes. And maybe
we'll have Martin.
Maybe there's a chance. Yeah, maybe there's a chance.
But he's writing that, isn't he?
Yeah. And then Martin Lawrence is taking a part in it. I don't know if he's writing in it. Maybe just taking a part producing.
But he'll have more of his own creative. Not saying he's untalented. Just he's taking up these roles where it's not doing him any justice.
Yeah.
It's going to ruin his reputation.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Everyone's getting a reputation where either in Suicide Squad, he had a problem with just they centered it between Harley Quinn and you know, Deadshot. I didn't like that whatsoever. But that's another comic book story. That's another story to begin with.
But when it comes criticism from Aladdin, that could have been his little cameo movie.
But it wasn't. He didn't do a terrible job in Aladdin, though. I didn't mind it as much as I thought I would have.
What's the other movie he made with Jaden Smith?
Oh, Planet, where they go to the planet.
Yeah, that was that bad. That's what I'm saying. Like, I want to say Will Smith's getting to the end of his career. He's getting older.
Yeah.
You don't want to be remembered
by
like,
these.
Hey, I'm making these projects. The last movies you made are terrible.
Yeah.
like.
They should do a clone version of himself, do French Prince of Bel-Air rebooted. They should do that, guys. Oh, do that. Write that in the books, man. Boom.
But that's all I'm saying. Like, yeah. I know, again, Bad Boys 3, I'm actually excited for. Again,
yeah, I am.
It's his he's creative. He's talented.
Yeah.
And hopefully he doesn't keep taking these bad parts.
Yeah, exactly. He just doesn't pick these bad projects.
I know he has to pay bills, though. So
exactly. Just like everyone else. It's the rich. It's hard to be rich.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage. Yep. Come on.
I would say no decent storytelling in this movie. No emotional connection whatsoever. The ending was just plain. Best word I could explain it. It was just plain, dull. I didn't care for it. I was just waiting for this movie to end. And it just, yeah, I didn't like it whatsoever, guys. I do apologize on that. Was this the film that we needed? I'm gonna start off by saying the positive thing. Ideally, it's a good idea, I guess, in a sense, depending on what world you're in.
It's the movie we needed, not right now. Like, Joker just came out.
Oh, man, yeah.
Go as Joker.
Yeah.
Addams Family's coming out the same weekend. If you're a Family Guy, watch Addams Family. Yeah. Lexi is a comedy I'm looking forward to watching Jexy. Over there. I'm looking forward to that. It might be cheesy. It's Adam Devine. It's not marketed really well.
I was surprised it came out in October. I was all like, oh, look, the screening's coming up. I was so surprised to see it come in October because it doesn't feel like an October movie whatsoever. Yeah. You know, it's funny. It feels like a January movie. I don't know why.
Like, start of the new year.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, let's just put
it out. But that's the only reason it's not the movie we deserve, it just came at the worst time.
Yeah.
I don't think this movie's going to make that much money.
We'll find out. Hopefully, Will Smith's name gets people in the seats. I mean, regardless, he got a big paycheck out of this. So let's hope for that. Let's hope he keeps making projects. Let's hope, because, obviously, it's going to be the end of his career. But when you think about it, if he would have ended his career now, just that's a bad taste on everyone's mouth. Definitely. So I'll say that maybe in the long term, maybe the next few years, maybe we get another movie like this and it's actually better. We'll see that. Was this the film that we deserved? No. I'm gonna say no.
Nope. I expect a lot more.
Yeah, me too. And I know I don't want to say we went in a bad taste of Will Smith, but we kind of did in a sense because of the projects he's been picking. But I didn't say it ruined my momentum going into this movie. I was just like, oh, okay, I'm gonna give it a shot. It's Will Smith. Hopefully he carries
out. I thought it was Jexy when you were like, we have a movie tomorrow. I'm like, yeah. And I texted like, I can make Jexy tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, it's the Will Smith movie. And I was like, I looked at the trailer and I was like, man.
You got the whole story in the trailer pretty much, guys.
Yeah, and I was just like, I hate
to say it, I'm not spoiling it, but you get the whole story in the trailer.
Yeah, I didn't go in with a bad taste in my mouth. I just wasn't excited for this movie.
Yeah, it just...
I watched it because of Will Smith, though. Like, yeah. That's what got me. I could have bailed on you and be like, hey, my car won't turn on.
You know, no. Oh, so those were that.
But no, I watched it because of Will Smith, but it did not meet my low expectations.
This was actually directed by Ang Lee. So, the storytelling wasn't there. I'm going to mention again. Let's go to ratings, I guess. Rating 1 out of 10, Cloud. 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest. Can I get my rating first? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. So, my rating right now is going to be a 3.
Oh,
a mine. Solid
Same.
3.
Same.
Solid 3. I do not recommend this movie, guys, any movie goes out there. If you're spending your hard-earned money, you're getting a paycheck this coming Friday or previous Friday, just do not spend money on this movie. That is just my highly recommendation. Do not spend money on this movie. Go see Joker again. Adam's Family's coming out. Be sure to look at our Adam's Family review. We should have it up already by the time this is uploaded. Be sure to check it out. And right now I'm at a 3. You're at a 3 as well, right?
I'm at a 3. I do recommend it just if you like, I guess, action movies. Okay. A Joker's not an action movie. Adam Sandler's not an action movie.
Mm-hmm.
If you need a date, this is what the only thing to watch.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you could go take a date to go see Joker.
You go to, no. Yeah, but if you're not into those kind of like thrillers.
You know you are, guys. You know, everyone in the world saw Joker. Just admit it.
Maybe you'll see, what is it, Angel Has Fallen at the Dollar Movies?
That's another hit one that everyone saw. Like, everyone saw that movie. That's another popcorn movie I like to call, because it's just one of those hidden gems. No, this is not.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's at the Dollar Movies, like, go watch that.
The Meg, the popcorn movie right there. Perfect example right there. Everyone saw The Meg, but it wasn't a good movie. But everyone saw it because it's one of those popcorn movies. I like to call them.
But maybe this will be one. I doubt it because, again, the box office, I think it's stacked right now.
Yeah.
Excluding this.
Yep. I think everyone's going to be seeing Adam's Family for sure, and Joker again and all that
stuff. Adam's Family, it's the right time.
Yep.
Halloween,
guys. Like I said, we do not recommend this movie, but you said you recommend it
maybe for action. Maybe if you're into action movies, if that's your genre. So I know some people who don't watch horror, some people who don't watch animated.
Yeah. I am not going to buy this movie whatsoever. Oh, no. Yeah.
I'm not going to
rent guys. It. Adam's City Movies, I does not recommend renting this.
I'll cancel my Netflix subscription if I see it on there.
Oh man, that's hardcore. No, just no, I need it's gonna be on Disney Plus, guys. No, probably. I'm just kidding, guys. All right, as always, I'm your host, Ryan D.A.K.L.A. Ryan 680.
One at Cloud X Drive.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, give us a thumbs up if you like our review, guys. Put down comments down below. Maybe you really did love this movie. Tell us on the comments down why, guys, below. We'd love to hear your input on this movie. This is just our personal input. We did not like this movie whatsoever. Rating a 3, solid 3, guys. And just, hey, you really did love it. Enjoy it. Show us, tell us why you did. Maybe you hated it too. Put us down in the comments down below.
Maybe you gave it a 1 and you're like, you gave it a 3. Like,
yeah, that's high.
exactly.
All right, guys. Thank you for making us a part of your day. You have yourself a wonderful day, guys.
Hello, everyone. Thanks again for listening to our podcast. We truly appreciate the support. Be sure to also check us out on YouTube, guys, where we do strictly movie reviews. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all of your movie news, reviews, and our special giveaways and contests, guys. You know what to do, and you have yourself a wonderful day. And stay classy, San Antonio.